You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's edition of The Pulse, your online daily news show where we discuss the news that matters to you. I'm Lucy and we are the host for tonight. Tonight I'm joined in the studio by Liv, Berson and guest Polly. Today we'll be discussing the coronavirus update, clashes between Turkey and Greece over immigration, and Polly Moss is here talking about the petition she has set up over the failure of the SU to recognise the referendum results. So I'm quickly just going to read out what Polly put in her statement and what the requests were. So, calling for the result of the referendum to be respected, we call for the decision by the DPC to change the officer rolls to be overturned, and we call for an emergency meeting of the scrutiny panel to be scheduled. So, first of all, Polly, could you just quickly explain what all this is about and what the referendum was about?
Yeah, so the SU referendum was about, there was a proposal made based on the democratic review that James Feasey brought forward to change the sort of systems of the SU. So this was both changing the officer team and also sort of the way that zones worked within the SU to try and make it more democratic, more accountable and more transparent. They put this to a referendum to the student population. Myself and many other people had a lot of issues with the new proposal for various reasons, and it was widely rejected. I think it was something like for every three no votes, there was one yes vote. Following this, there were still some of the changes brought forward through the Democratic Procedures Committee. So this happened like literally 24 hours after the referendum rejected the proposal. And because this was, even though their kind of reasoning was that it's not exactly the terms of the referendum, I think it's still ignoring the very clear democratic result they got from the student population.
Okay, so do you think this will have or has had an impact on how the SU view their decision-making process?
I would like to think so. The way, I mean, there has been an extraordinary scrutiny panel meeting scheduled, which was one of the demands of the referendum. And I think it's giving people more insight into actually how the democratic procedures and the decision-making of the Students' Union does work. I personally think that this has been gone about in a very underhand, undemocratic way, but I think it is increasing more awareness of how the SU's processes do work amongst the student population, and people are getting engaged, even if it is because they are annoyed by what's happened.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think people don't really know that much about what the SU does, but now that this referendum has basically been ignored, it's just going to make people lose even more interest in it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the main problem with it, I believe. I think that I actually have, I do think that James Feasey is doing a good thing by trying to look at the way that the SU works. I do think there is a lot of problems with the current way it works. However, I'm not sure that these things are being gone about in the correct way, and it does seem a little bit hypocritical that things are supposedly trying to become more transparent and more easy for students to access, and then to go and push through changes in a very small committee seems the complete opposite of what they were trying to do in the first place. And I do think that's going to create quite a lot of disillusionment in a student population that either isn't aware of what's going on or has a bit of mistrust anyway.
How much do you think students take part in democracy at the university anyway? I mean, the turnout wasn't great for the vote, so
I think it could be better. I know that one thing that was brought up by a lot of people was that a lot of people got an email saying what the result of the referendum was, but they never got an email saying the referendum was even happening. So I even think, down to stuff like that, this should be looked at. I'm not sure. I think it sort of goes to show, though, that we need to really look at why students aren't engaging with democracy in the SU, rather than just looking at how the sort of processes and work. We need to go to the student population and ask them, why aren't you interested, rather than trying to sort of reorganise everything in a slightly complicated way and proposing it through a referendum that barely any of the student population voted in anyway.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We had a show just before the referendum ended, actually, and I was saying I had no idea what was happening. Yeah. Apart from, I think I'd seen like one sign in Portland that was like, vote yes. They didn't even say what you were voting for. I honestly had no idea what was happening. Yeah. So there definitely was a problem. Do you think it's easy to have your voice heard as a student?
I think so. I think there are ways in which you can go about making your voice heard. I mean, even setting up the petition, there was a group of us that decided we wanted to do it. It's just that my name is on the petition. It was really easy to get it through and get it accepted by the Democratic representative. I can't even remember the name. It's just so, there's a lot of jargon involved.
Yeah.
I think it is easy, and I think there are ways in which you can do it. I think it's just more that people aren't aware of it. I don't think there's enough kind of transparency about where to go when you have problems. It's sort of the sort of things that you have to spend a little bit of time digging on the SU website to begin to even understand or kind of get any kind of concept of.
Yeah. Can you quickly explain what the Public Trustee Board meeting on Thursday is about?
So this is the extraordinary scrutiny panel that I don't know whether they've called it as a result of my petition or not, but that was one of the demands of the petition. And this is, as far as I can tell from the website, this is going to be James's opportunity to speak to the student population about why he made the decisions he did. I think that he deserves his opportunity to speak to the student population. He does want to make the SU more accountable. He does want to be transparent, and I think it is a really good opportunity for him to do that. I believe they're taking questions on the floor so students can directly ask him about what has gone on. And I do think that is important, especially considering the sort of mystery around what has been happening over the last couple of weeks.
Will you be attending?
Unfortunately, I can't go because it's my reading week, so I've already agreed to
go. Oh, okay, fair enough.
But I would encourage anyone to go if they've been keeping up with it. It is an opportunity to have your voice heard and to hear James as well, as is his right to. Yeah, like I say, unfortunately, I'm not actually in Nottingham, which is typical. But yeah, I think if you are around and you have been keeping up with what's been going on, it is important to go and see what is going on. As it is an opportunity for James Feasey to be transparent and accountable and explain why he's been doing the things that he has been doing, and I think that is important as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And obviously you've set up this petition, so you're hoping it will have some kind of impact, but do you think in reality, after they've disrespected the result of the referendum, they will really respect a petition?
I'm not sure. I think it is dependent on how many signatures we get. So one of the arguments that's being made to justify the changes that happened at the DPC is that James's mandate for turning the president into the union development officer was that he got 1,500 votes to become president. So he's saying he has a democratic mandate for that, and I think up to a point that's fair enough. We haven't got as many signatures as that on the petition currently. The Liberation Officer is, in my eyes, a slightly separate thing. I think the mistake he made was doing it so close after the referendum got rejected, rather than taking the time to go back to the students to say what went wrong in the referendum, why didn't you like it, why did you reject the proposed model. Even if he does say that he had the mandate to do it when he was elected as president, the fact he's kind of just turned around and done it straight after the rejection does make it seem very questionable. I don't know whether maybe if we get more than 1,500 signatures, they'll reverse the changes. If nothing happens, at least we tried, and I hope that at the very least it's going to get people to become engaged in the SU and get people to start speaking up when they're unhappy or when they are happy and talk about what they think is right.
Do you think, obviously this has happened quite close to the upcoming SU elections, which I think, one, is quite interesting because surely that's just a lot of stuff to be changing all at once, but do you think this will impact the upcoming elections, or what do you think we can expect to see?
I think the biggest change that has already sort of come to fruition is the fact that the Union Development Officer and the Liberation Officer are not going to be elected in the next election cycle. They're going to be elected in the summer term election cycle. So that's going to be delayed. And I do wonder if people are going to be, people that want to go for Union Development and Liberation Officer are going to be willing to run a huge campaign alongside their exams. I'm assuming that if people do want those roles, they will go for them nevertheless. But I do wonder if that's going to have an impact on student engagement with those elections and student turnout, because when people are in the middle of coursework and finals, I don't know how much attention a lot of the student population are going to pay attention to the SU elections with all of that going on. The second thing is, I think I would like to hope that in the more recent upcoming elections that we're seeing the nominations open for now, I'm hoping that that means that we're going to have some, is going to have inspired some really strong candidates to come forward with big ideas, and we're going to get some sort of fresh faces and fresh opinions in the SU that have come out of this democratic review with new ideas. Even despite all of the sort of controversy around it, hopefully it will have injected a new kind of life into the SU, even if it's kind of done it in a roundabout way.
Okay, that's all we've got time for. This
is URN.